This is KSFR News. I'm Bryce Dix. Santa Fe Pride planners have spiced up their plans for the event this year. It no longer will be a bling-strewn drive around the plaza. Expect reflections on accomplishments and uniting for battles still to be fought. KSFR's Dennis Carroll has this report.
Santa Fe Pride 2021 had been planned as a rather ho-hum afternoon drive around the plaza with a minimum of fral-de-rol, is now a wide-open 3 or 4 day event. But who's counting? Packed with enough eats, music, sparkle, and spangle for an all-out Pride-a-palooza. It's expected to be the biggest public celebration in Santa Fe since the pandemic began, said Kevin Bowen, the president of Santa Fe's Human Rights Alliance, which is sponsoring the Pride celebration. But in addition to a celebration of accomplishments, it will also be a time for reflection and a call to action for the many battles yet to be won. That, according to activist and Santa Fe City Councilor Signe Lindell. First, Mr. Bowen.
Well, it is morphed. To be frank with you, we're about in our fourth iteration now, and we are back to what we've done before. So we're having a Pride Drive was what we were going to have, which was just bringing cars into downtown and coming around the plaza decorated. But now it's become a parade, and it will run the same route, and now the plaza will be completely open, and
Excellent.
We will have music and festivities on the plaza.
That's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. It's going to be the first major thing the city has done since the pandemic.
Are you expecting a lot of participants, especially since they didn't get a much of a chance last year?
Well, that's our hope. And from all indications now, we think it's going to be probably the biggest Pride celebration had in years. And certainly the parade itself will be the biggest we've had in many years.
Are there groups making floats, or is it more of a pedestrian, everybody's marching and celebrating? Or what will the parade look like?
The parade will look like all of the above. So we're going to have people in cars. We're going to have some of our sponsors and folks in floats. And there's going to be some marching groups as well.
So it will be whatever the participants want it to be, is what it sounds like.
Yes, we did a theme this year for our mannequin art project called Eccentric, Electric, and Eclectic. So that kind of leaves it wide open. That's what we're expecting. We want Santa Fe to be its best.
There are other events too, right?
Yes. So for this coming Sunday, June 20th, we have a kickoff tea dance afternoon party from 1 to 5. And that's going to be at the new Chomp Eatery and Bar on Cerrillos Road there. We'll have live music. Friday evening at 6:30, we're co-sponsoring with AMP Productions in the Santa Fe Rail Yard movie night. Friday, June 25th, starting at 6:30, movie night. It's for family and kids. It's free. There's going to be karaoke first and then the movie. After that, from 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. on Friday evening, June 25th, at Dinner for Two, we're having what we're calling a beach party, and we'll be outside at the new patio.
And on Saturday, the 26th,
parade starts at 11:30. Pride starts on the plaza at 11 a.m., then the parade, and then we have some words from Grand Marshal, who is Congresswoman Teresa Ledger Fernandez. Then we're going to have music on the plaza until 3 o'clock in the afternoon with fun, crazy entertainment and things happening. At the same time as the regular Pride, we have, for the first time this year, our Youth Pride, and that's a collaborative effort with New York City Pride, and the Santa Fe Public Library is our sponsor with this as well, and that's for kids ages 13 to 20. We have a closing event on Sunday, June 27th. We have an outdoor dance, tea dance, we call it, with music, and we're going to be at the Santa Fe Brewing facility out there, another indoor-outdoor venue. We really, truly want to encourage the whole community to come out and celebrate.
Activist and City Councilor Signe Lindell said that although it is indeed a time for celebration, the parade and surrounding events are also a time for reflection on what has been accomplished in the LGBT community and uniting for the battles that remain to be fought. Councillor, the festivities this year are More, they seem more important, maybe because we didn't do them last year. What's your take on that?
Well, I think of course, every year they're really important, and we didn't do them last year, but I think that this year is especially important. Listeners may not know that currently there are 250 anti-LGBTQ bills that have been introduced in state legislatures in 2021. I mean, we've made terrific advancements over the years, and we stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. But our fight isn't over, and we're really under attack right now. I mean, that's 250 different bills to erode our rights. We also are expecting a Supreme Court decision, that one being Fulton versus the City of Philadelphia, which would potentially dramatically affect same-sex adoption and even same-sex foster parenting.
So the Pride festivities here, so it's kind of a combination of a sort of a reaffirmation of fighting for rights, but it's also kind of a celebration as well, is it not?
It is a celebration. You know, I'm no kid, and in the early days, doing Pride Parade wasn't quite the joyous thing that it is now. We were together, and we were happy, and we were out there being prideful, but here's the thing. We were always pretty nervous, too. There were plenty of people along those routes that were throwing things, that were chanting horrid, hateful things, and, you know, today, it's pretty joyous, and in the city of Santa Fe, it's always terrific. The crowd is diverse, the crowd is always big, and we are happy, and we are prideful, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful day for the entire city.
For KSFR Radio News, I'm Dennis Carroll.